Basketball starts next week. Corey Smith, Pack Pride, joining us on the Adam Gold Show. All right, there's one thing I do know about the Wolfpack, Corey, is that they lead the ACC in initial names ending in J. We have an LJ, an MJ, a KJ, and two DJs. I don't know what that gets you, but most of them are going to factor, aren't they?
Yeah, and you know, interesting thing, Dennis Parker Jr. actually typically goes by DJ too. So
look at that.
There's an additional one, even though he's not listed that way on the roster. But yeah, it's a new look roster. You know, the one guy that you mentioned there that's actually back is KJ Keats, but yeah. also DJ Burns. So that's one of the big names they're hoping to take a little bit more of an onus of this offense going into this year too.
Look, he's one of the most recognizable players in the entire league. He is one of the most fun players in the entire league. He's also super underrated in how talented he is.
Yeah, I mean, one thing I was going to point out, you know, I haven't come out with the story yet, but I'll have it on Monday. Armando Bacot, I actually asked him about, you know, what it was like guarding DJ Burns. I asked Norchad Amir, I asked PJ Hall and Kyle Filipowski about it too, but Bacot said exactly what you just said. He said, you know, he's definitely one of the most underrated players, I think, not only in the ACC but in the country. So that's pretty high praise from a guy that, you know, went up against him twice last year, mm-hmm. And got the better of him a couple times in those matchups as well. So he's going to be an interesting one to watch this year, because it sounds like at times they will run the offense through him, which they did a couple times against Wake Forest that I'm sure you're going to talk about in a second. But that was going into this year, he's expected to have even more, a control of the offense at times, because he's going to be that guy, which is something that, you know, NC State is lacking heading into this year from a, you know, familiarity standpoint, right, even though they have a lot of transfers coming in.
Yeah, we're talking with Corey Smith of Pack Pride. The footwork of DJ Burns to me is the most impressive thing. He's a shot maker, but he's incredibly agile for such a big guy. So no Jarkel Joyner, Nurtequavian Smith. Those are two massive pieces to replace. Casey Morsell is back. So who are going to be the dynamic guys on the perimeter that can help control the game?
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you think of dynamic, like Casey Morsell doesn't really come to mind, but he's the guy that you can just depend on. He's kind of that corner three guy. You know, he's not Scott Wood, but the guy's 6'3", 200 pounds. He can shoot from outside. He can create a little bit inside, but he's going to be that guy on the perimeter that you're going to probably expect to, you know, again, take more ownership of this offense. But the two that I've heard so much about this offseason, and guys that were starters, guys that were elite scorers at their previous stops, DJ Horn, a guy that is, you know, Raleigh native, initially started his career at Indiana State, ended up going to, or actually I take that back, Illinois, and ended up going over to Arizona State for the last couple years, mm-hmm. and became a little bit more of an elite scorer there. And then Jaden Taylor, who comes over from Butler, you know, 6'4" wing that can, you know, create inside but can also shoot the ball well from outside. I expect those two to take on, you know, bigger roles. And then, you know, Michael O'Connell kind of being that, he can shoot from outside, but he's going to be that, you know, that ball control guy that plays on the ball a ton for this team. I've heard so much about him being under control. Didn't really see it in the exhibition game, but I think as the season goes on, he's going to be somebody that that plays extremely well. And then, as I was just mentioning, Dennis Parker Jr., mm-hmm. you know, he's a true freshman, the only true freshman on this entire team. But I've heard so much about how he plays well beyond his years. He came in, put his head down, just got ready for this season. And he's somebody that can create inside, can shoot from outside. I don't know that he's going to be, you know, asked to do that a ton, but that gives you a lot of options when it comes to that backcourt for NC State.
Is the roster, we're talking with Corey Smith of Pack Pride, is the roster whole yet? I know that there are some pieces that they're hoping to get ready for, if not the start of the season, early in the season. How is that shaping up?
Yeah, I mean, the roster's complete. It's just who's going to be eligible, who's going to be available are the biggest question marks right now. Cam Woods, the guy that transferred in from NCAA&T, this was his third stop. So you've got a, you know, not as high profile of a Tez Walker situation. He's not exactly expected to to be that guy. But also, you know, from the sounds of it, it sounds like NC State is kind of, you know, under the expectation that he probably won't be eligible, but they're going to fight and try to get him eligible. He's a 6'2", 185-pound guard, so he's not, you know, not a big body guard, but he's somebody that they expect to be able to be a shot creator. He does have 2 years of eligibility left, so if he's forced to redshirt this year, he could play the next 2 years and, and not factor into the season. The other big question mark is going to be N.J. Wright, the guy that, you know, transferred in from Kansas, was a five-star, you know, high-profile recruit coming out of North Carolina initially, and comes in as a sophomore at NC State. He's a 6'5", you know, guard slash wing that can be a shot creator for NC State. The hope is that, you know, he's already back with the system. They're saying that he's, you know, he took a step away for some personal reasons. It sounds like he's getting back into basketball shape. I've been told the hope is that he'll be ready to go by the start of the season. If not, hopefully by the, you know, the time that the games get a little bit bigger. You know, you're playing the Citadel on Monday. That's not exactly a game where you're like, man, we've got to have this guy for. But the hope is to have him back and on the court in the very near future.
Well, I mean, what you'd like to do is get him some game time, because the only way to get in basketball shape, I think, is really to play games. So even if it's, you know, 10 minutes against the Citadel, that would be good. And then maybe it's 12 against Abilene Christian, and go on, you know, so on and so forth. But look, there's a lot of initials, and I can't wait to watch DJ Burns. I can't wait to see his hair. He is a great dude. And I'm glad he came back for another year at NC State. Real quick, before I let you go, give me from the warm seat perspective, and Kevin Keats.
Yeah, I don't know that it's necessarily, you know, too warm right now. The only concern is obviously, you know, the hope last year was to get back to the NCAA tournament. The hope this year is to get back to the NCAA tournament and make somewhat of a run.
Right.
This team, you know, I think from the outside looking in, a lot of, you know, a lot of people have kind of put NC State around that, you know, that muddy middle,
yeah,
like 7-10 in the ACC. Is that good enough to get into the NCAA tournament? We don't know. We don't know what the strength of the ACC is going to be this year. But this team and the expectations surrounding it to, again, not only make the NCAA tournament, but win a game, win two games, try to get to that Sweet 16. That is something that Kevin Keats has never done in his career. He's made multiple NCAA tournaments, two with NC State now at this point, three with UNCW prior to coming over to NC State, and he's never once won a game in the NCAA tournament. So, you know, the seat may not necessarily be warm right now, but if the struggles happen this season, or you don't make it to the NCAA tournament, you don't win a game, it would be very warm going into next offseason.
Yeah, we might be kind of like laying the groundwork for the following year. But there's a lot of turnover. It does seem that there's a lot of options as well. Corey Smith, I appreciate your time, my man. I'll talk to you very soon.
All right. Thank you so much, Adam. Have a good one.